What's his name?
Does anybody remember?
I didn't write it down.
Yeah.
You guys are the worst.
I wrote down how much damage we dealt to those thugs in the sewer.
Why did we do this so late? I'm sorry. I'm going to write it down right now. What's the king's name?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I was going to listen to that beforehand, but
he's
I've been so
human,
busy.
Human, though, right?
Yes.
Great king of the humans. I am.
I'm never with
of
her.
Of all the humans.
Lord over humanity.
Okay. Just call him your majesty.
Okay.
Hold
God.
Okay. Come on. Hey everybody, welcome back to Heroes in Question. We had an exciting adventure thus far. We saved a king, or you guys did, and he has been in recovery. You guys, it's been a day. There's magic healers. It doesn't take as long as it does in real life. So, it is the following morning after your guys' day off, after you guys have had an opportunity to see the sights of Neverwinter, do some shopping, and before you leave the keep, you all get a summons to the main audience hall in the keep. No, we can't. No, I can't. That's so much more work for me. I have so much little time as it is. Please.
You just said I have so much little time.
I know. That's an example of how little time I have.
Doesn't even have enough time to properly phrase a sentence.
So we're going to have an audience with the king, you said, correct?
At least you've been summoned to the audience hall.
Okay.
Oh, good. I've got
All right, Kayvill's going to put on his shiny new brand new suit of mending.
I've got my shiny pretty gauntlets with the sparkles to go see the king.
With his fancy new peacock feather, and he's going to put Martin up on his shoulder.
All right.
Martin.
He has Martin.
Oh, yeah. Kayvill's got a flying cat.
Yeah, when you guys get together, you see Kayvill, and he has a cat with wings that sits on his shoulder.
What the heck have you weirdos been getting up to while I've been gone?
His name is Martin, and he also likes fish. He's like, it's a very good plan.
It's been a day. What did you do?
Look at what my weapons do.
For 12 hours.
Vicky's like all excited. Look at what my weapons do. And she walks over and shows you guys how she like clicks them and then pulls them apart. I got two now. I can throw and put them back together.
Mine's not ready yet. I swear I know how to
And Martin's got a big old thick collar that matches Kayvill's suit exactly. It's made from the same material. He's got it at the same shop.
It's true. We went over a lot of that. Dustin took like an hour of shopping time.
I took 20 minutes.
And I'm the woman in the group, right?
I had significantly more money. And I had to accessorize my cat.
Uh-huh.
My shoulder cat.
Did
and
you?
I'm the woman in the group.
We're going to talk about that freakish mutant you have on your shoulder.
No, it's okay. He's a Tressum. Yeah.
Is that a claw mark on your face, Kayvill?
He wasn't happy to go in the bag. We had a little argument about going in the bag, so he sits on my shoulder now. It's reinforced. It's made the suit very special.
So as you guys chat and lead in, you walk into the room and you see Shades there standing, and he greets you and says, we'll begin shortly then. And you guys are left just kind of standing in front of the throne, and a moment passes, and then you kind of hear the click, step, step. And the king that you had rescued walks out from a room in the back. He's got a cane. He's not fully recovered, but he's well enough to be up. And he waves away any assistants and heads directly for the throne and sits down in front of you and just pauses for a long moment.
Kayvill's going to take his hat off with a flourish and then bow down to the king.
Adric will also bow.
I'm gonna get to one knee because Vicky is also a queen. So I'm going to one knee it out of respect.
Okay. So as he sees all of you do this, he nods to each of you and beckons you to rise and says, in a much firmer voice than he did before when he was weak, he definitely sounds a lot stronger too. He says, each of you, thank you. Thank you for finding me and bringing me back to my throne. I shall grant you each a boon. I've asked shades here of the nature of your characters. I've asked around. As soon as I heard who you were, Victanis, I'd sent scouts out to learn. And I'll start with you, Victanis. And he very formally continues to use your full name. You may be surprised how far your tale has fled, because I already know you as Victanis Ironmaster. It's a pleasure to meet another monarch.
I'm gonna stand up and
wait. Another queen? Is there something you need to tell us, Your Highness?
Don't be rude to the queen.
Who's Victanis? Something we've ever heard your full name.
Cable sitting there mumbling to Martin, feeding him little bits of fish.
Vicky's just ignoring him. She stands up really tall and proud and says, "It's a pleasure to meet you too. I look forward to our kingdoms knowing each other and perhaps building some roads of progression."
He nods and says, "For your efforts in rescuing me, Queen, I am going to take the time and grant you the wisdom that I know of ruling, as I know that you are a young queen and have not much experience in this." And it takes a little while, and he does this kind of right in front of Adric and Kayveld as well, and he's just full force, honest in front of you. And I mean, are you like eagerly soaking this in, or like are you willing to like listen to his tips and what he's offering?
Of course.
Okay. So as you listen, I mean, a while goes by, and actually he offers at the end, like, any other time you have questions, you can come to me and I will give you any advice that I can. And you actually gain +2 permanently to your wisdom.
Ooh. Already I feel wiser.
As you are, it might be a feeling that you only recognized described previously by Adric in your talking, but while this is all happening as well, you feel a warmth bask over you, something beyond just like feeling proud and feeling more ready for your people. And as he's talking, and he talks about the importance of like, you know, having a strong voice and having a strong presence, you, even though you've never known magic before, you've, in doing this, you learn to be able to cast the cantrip of Thaumaturgy.
Oh.
During their long, drawn-out conversation, Cable's gotten mildly bored and has pulled out his peacock feather and is sitting there trying to play with Martin with it. Martin's just completely ignoring it.
Okay.
Just smacking the cat in the face over and over again with the peacock feather.
Real quick, roll perception while you're doing that. Just real fast in the middle of this.
Perception is +4, so that would be a 7.
Yeah, okay.
I got a 3.
That's fine.
I mean, honestly, Vicky doesn't have a lot to say. She's just really taking it in and absorbing it and being like, okay, and nodding and just really grateful. Great King, I am very grateful and humbled. And I thank you so much for the extra wisdom. And again, I look forward to consulting you on human matters that I know not of.
All right. He, nods his appreciation of your words, but he looks directly at Adric and says, again, Shades. Well, he doesn't know you guys called him Shades. Excuse me.
Okay, wait. Yeah, I was wanting to laugh earlier because you're like, Shades told me of, and I'm like, what is his name? Because we've just been calling him Shades.
You guessed it right. His name was Shades the whole time.
It stuck. Nickname stuck.
+6 in perception.
It did. It stuck. Shades stuck. Yeah, it's just him now. He's just Shades. That's how it's going. I'm not going to make another name for him at this point.
I'd write it down this time.
I would not guarantee I would.
All right. Pen.
So he looks at you and says, again, I was told of your characters, and I've seen a small amount of it firsthand. Adric, for your loyalty to your friends and your understanding of sacrifice, he launches into a speech about the ability to care for your friends is important and how he recognizes that in you. And as he's doing this, he reaches out and touches you with one arm. He actually comes down off the throne real quick and touches you on the shoulder with his right hand and raises his left to the sky and says something that you don't recognize. And as he does, you feel something else within you kind of stir. And it's not from your god, but you definitely recognize this as divine magic. You didn't know that he was... I guess you guys don't really... You guys know classes. So he is a paladin, and he has his own deity that as a king that also grants him boons. And through his boon and his plea to his deity, you feel yourself grow stronger, and you gain +2 to your constitution score permanently.
Right.
So, Adric, as well as the extra 2 constitution and the health that comes along with that, retroactively add the extra point to your health for this level, and you'll get that again when you level up too. So gain 1 permanent hit point. Awesome. And then in addition to that, you Spencer know this, but it's something that that Adric is going to have to learn, but you're going to have an additional ability, not a spell, but a new skill that allows you as a bonus action to sacrifice 5 health to gain 5 hit point or 5 armor class, excuse me, for 3 rounds. You turn your skin hard as stone.
You said for 5 armor points?
5 health to get 5 AC for 3 rounds. So in a pinch, you can use a bonus action to pump up your AC to help protect people.
Damn.
That's
really good.
But it comes with the sacrifice, and he says, due to your understanding of sacrifice, you get imbued with this ability.
No, thank you, Your Majesty.
Before he moves to Kayveld,
he moves to the cat.
Yes, he looks at your cat and says, Martin, for your fat... No.
He's a very good cat.
Here, Boone, I make your cat like you.
He also doesn't like being called a cat.
He's got to work on that all himself. As he looks to you and he opens his mouth and he begins to speak, and all of a sudden a violent shudder happens in the whole building. Everybody roll a quick acrobatics check.
That's a 19 plus.
Ouch.
21.
Nice.
I got a 17 total.
I got a 7.
All right.
Oh, wait, no. I was looking at my athletics. So 14 plus 9, not 14 plus 3.
Jeez. Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
My bad. I got a 23.
So the king himself is still standing next to Adric. Adric, you kind of stumble and fall, and the king is as well, and you guys both kind of tumble and go down together. What's happening is it feels like an earthquake is going on, but it's really quick and really short. It was just like an explosion's worth. Like, you didn't hear anything, but all except for the rumble of the earth, and it was. Go, 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 stop. Like, it was only about that long. Just enough to knock a couple of you off the feet.
As soon as it hit, Cable wants to thrust Martin into the sky. Go, to the air, Martin! To the air! They're attacking!
So the moment passes, and the king kind of gets up, brushes himself off, confused. Shades runs up and kind of helps him, because he is still a little wounded. And then helps Adric to his feet as well. And they just kind of have this confused look on their face, like, what was that?
What, anybody know what that was? Is that normal around here?
Certainly not.
Don't think so. Martin, any ideas?
Not for a few hundred years when the scar was ripped, but that wasn't even a natural earthquake. That was a primordial being ripped free from the mountains near here.
A what?
The big scar in the city?
You mean the big crevasse? Okay. I'm with you.
He looks up, he looks back at Shades, and looks back towards Kayveld now finally and says, Kayveld, Stormsbane, we've had to do a bit of tracking, but your name came up in our records. You seem to be the descendant of one who owned a quite prominent ship and a large stake in the Sword Coast Shipping Company at a time.
Yes, it's all true. I am great.
I am great.
I try not to flaunt it. Make some people uncomfortable.
So, I take it that you then are an experienced sailor.
Yes, I Don't mean to brag, but one of the best that has ever sailed the seas.
He looks back at Shades again and looks back at you and says, I've heard that you may have a legal dispute over the possession of a ship. We looked through the records that we have available, and not all seems right in a certain purchase that we came through in our research of you.
The kid was going to start nodding to go, oh, yeah, he's going to flip his bag around and yank out his deed. You see right here, that's my dad. He's dead, therefore he's mine now. And there's no sale. There's no real sale. You have the deed of sale that doesn't match, correct?
You have the deed of sale with the forged signature that Adric found for you. Or he recognized for you. To those listening, Spencer gave a big old huge two thumbs up. He's pretty proud of himself for finding that.
I had that written down the entire time.
I feel like Adric gave the thumbs up.
He didn't do much last time that episode either. So.
Adric looks at Kayfeld. He's like, yeah, thumbs up.
Hey.
Kayfeld's going to pull both these things out real quick and be sure. See, they don't match. I know my little dwarven friend noticed it first. I got to give him credit where credit's due. He's not the speediest, but...
So they
I do what I can.
He looks down at it and he doesn't have as big of an eye for this thing. He actually calls Shades over and has Shades look, and Shades kind of confirms they're definitely different. The way it's written is different entirely. Like somebody with a trained eye can definitely see this. And it seems to surprise him that this could have gone so long. He said, there must be something going on that this got past our harbor master. Should the ship be found in Neverwinter, my boon to you is that we will take it and hold it for you should you not recover it first. But you have our support in all things legal and whatever we can do to help you recover this. And he pauses a moment and says, there may be one thing we can do. And he kind of waves off to the back of the room, and somebody comes out with a rolled up piece of paper, and he kind of starts walking, and behind you, and none of you kind of heard it be placed, but there's a table where there wasn't before. Like somebody, while you guys were being talked to, had brought in a table and placed it there to be looked over. And this person, this scribe, whatever, brought in the paper, puts it down and rolls it open, and Kayfeld, you see the blueprints for a ship. But it's strange. It's not like any ship you've ever seen. And it's very confusing because you start reading and it doesn't have sails. And it looks to be made of metal, of all things. Everybody knows metal doesn't float. That's ridiculous, but...
It's true. I tried to float an axe once. It turned out very poorly.
But he says, this is under construction currently. And for your help... And you're just speaking with you. I can tell that you like to brush things off, but in your saving me, I can tell that there's something deeper there, and I appreciate that. And once this is constructed after the winter, I want you to be the helmsman of our new ship.
Vicky's like, ooh, another ship. Do I have to go?
Do we happen to also have Dramamine? Available.
In my city, we call it dwarfamine.
My city, they call no vomit on all over the place juice.
Oh. It's got several names, depending on your location.
Yeah, the hills, we have a much different name for it.
In all of this as well, for your, just the deeds that you had performed, you also get a stat boost. Instead of 2-1, you're getting +1 to your dex and +1 to your charisma. You're splitting it.
Boop, boop. My charisma was a 17. So that means I'm at 18, so that's a plus.
So your boon obviously is not immediate, Kayfeld, but it is being worked on. And as you look over these plans more, you see a lot of, like, weird things like gears, like things that you saw like in that wind-up toy that Vicky had.
Has.
Kayla's going to look it over and she's going to think back to that wind-up toy real quick and go, I don't mean to sound rude or anything, but I've recently seen other demon-possessed materials that have a very similar structure to what this ship is. I try to consider myself a very learned man, but how does it move?
The king himself seems really excited over this project, and he kind of beckons you over, and he spends a while just kind of explaining the concept of mechanical movement and just buoyancy and all the things that make this work. This is brand new. This is never before seen. This is like industrial era stuff that they're coming up with, but also has a little bit of magic to help.
All of a sudden, Vicky realizes mechanical moving things, and she pulls her little box. I mean, she pulls a little doll. I wrote that down. She pulls her little wind-up doll with the one wing out, and she's like, oh, look, I've got something like that. And she winds it up and puts it on the floor
again. That's the demon thing. So if she set it down, he's going to pick it up gingerly and look around to see if is there any water in the room we're in, like a bowl of water or something.
There's not, but you can tell that if you called for one, somebody would bring it.
So could I get, honey? Give me a bucket. I need a bucket of water.
Somebody, so he's going to give Kavel the Death Star and say, if you pour water on it, I'm going to break your arm.
No, I got an idea.
No, so, I just want your ideas, and I'm going to reach down and pick my little doll back up, because now I've become attached to it, and he had his chance at it, and now he's done.
But it's still dancing a little jig.
You got a freaking ship. I got a little bit of wisdom.
I want to test the mechanics of this ship. Let me see for just a minute.
I'm going to test the mechanics of your arm.
So the doll itself is actually mostly made of wood, is how I described it before.
Yeah, but it cranks up, right?
Yes.
And he just told him it's a similar movement to the mechanical movement. Yeah, Kavel was going to wind it up and throw it in the bucket and see how it moved from place to place.
Kavel lost his chance. I already picked it up. If you reach for it, I will reach out and go to break your arm.
Kavel looks at you real quick, looks back at the wooden toy. And this is how he's not going to press his luck. He's seen that look before. For all the dumb things he does, he does have pretty decent insight. So he's going to assume bad things will happen to him if he attempts to take that toy again.
That was a wise decision, my friend.
I thought so myself. Apparently,
Kavel gained some wisdom as well. So the king looks back at you three and says, winter has set on. I imagine traveling is going to be quite difficult moving forward. What are your plans for the next several months? Few months. Couple months.
So, Ian, I would like to talk to you a little more about my boat. Not the metal one. I don't believe in your devil magic at the moment. Let's say, is there any record of the Hasbokken's revenge?
What?
Being anywhere? The Hasbokken. That's the boat. I guess it's just the Hasbokken.
Hasbokken's glory is boat. What you...
All right. I was going to rename it. My bad.
Kavel does have ADD, so I mean,
is there any
has ADD?
I actually just have it written down as D to the Hasbokken. So, do we have any records of the Hasbokken's glory being in Neverwinter recently? Maybe any shipping manifest of it coming in or going out?
Does Adric want to step in on this one?
Adric does want to step in on this one. Kavel, I actually might have some information on your ship's location, or possibly where it used to be.
Oh, you could share it with the class.
Of course. I overheard some folk around here speaking of your ship arriving in the harbor and then quickly departing after just merely dropping off their crew, not even with their supplies. Upon further investigation, I found it arrived 3 weeks ago, and the harbor master's assistant was less than forthcoming on any further details.
So, let's see here. Majesty, could we get perhaps a letter to take to the harbor master that would ply him to be a little more forthcoming with information?
The harbor master was not there. That was I spoke to his assistant.
The letter still stands.
The king snaps his fingers and has that scribe come back up to the table, and they pull out some paper and they pin some stuff up, you know, do the whole thing, drop some wax, He sticks his signet in it and hands it over to you. This should get Excellent. You the answers you seek.
All right. Cable's about done. He's going to look at his page. So off we go then, yes? Are we still getting in my boat?
So it sounds like...
I'm ready to depart.
It sounds like you're taking requests. Your kingness. You got anything shiny?
The king just kind of looks around and...
Here's this candle holder.
Yeah, right. Here's a silver candle holder.
You're wearing a lot persuasion. Of really pretty rings.
Roll persuasion.
Hold on.
Can Cable assist on that?
I don't think he'll need to.
It's an 18.
Okay. Hold on, I have to add 0.
I had to find it to see what my modifier was.
He looks back to you and says, I can draft up trade agreements, or I have trade agreements drafted up between us and Iron Master for the for quite a rate in your favor to help your city get up off the ground. In addition to that, because we heard about the difficult summer that you had, we will also supply any additional troops that are needed if the Greys arrive again.
That is fantastic. Do you have anything shiny?
Curly beans.
Cable's going to reach into his bag, and he has used his string to put the 2 Yeti teeth and the 3 gold teeth into a necklace.
Ooh, that's shiny.
He's going to reach into his bag, and he's gonna hand this over to Vicky. He goes, I made this for you.
Oh, Cable, I love it. Thank you. And Vicky's going to put it on.
Yeti and gold tooth necklace. Add it to your equipment.
It's got the 3 gold teeth in the middle and the 2 Yeti fangs on either side, the canines.
She's super excited. She puts it on. Those. She puts it on and kind of dances a little bit and slaps Cable on the back.
Add +1 to your intimidation while you're wearing that.
Woo. That's a gift. That's what I'm talking about.
It's for all the hard work you put forward. Cable's going to look at his thing again because he just realized he hasn't given Adric anything, even though he's been with him the entire time. And he's going to pull out those 2 half-burned candles.
From the sewer just now?
He's going to look over at Adric and go, these are for like when you do the holy things, you light the candle, you know, 3 Hail Buddhas.
And go ahead. Holy things.
And the 2 happen again. For all the help you provided, I appreciate it. I want to make sure you understand my appreciation.
Thank you, my friend. I do understand your appreciation.
When burning those candles, you suffer -1 to all interactions with your deity. Just so you know. Those specific candles.
I'm putting in big bold letters on my sheet. Never use those.
All right.
Gift candles to enemy holy man.
Yeah. Oh, here. You can worship this god. I don't need them anymore.
All right. So, give us a look around and go, are we down to the docks then, yes?
Indeed.
The king says,
right, he's going to bow one more time with a big flourish, take his hat off.
The king looks back at you and to all 3 of you and says, one more time, I cannot express my appreciation enough. Know that you have made a friend in me. Thank you.
You got a friend in me.
Can we go look at him again? And we still have rooms while we're here, yes?
Absolutely.
Very good. So Cable's going to look around real quick again. You're going down to the docks. He doesn't want Martin to get hurt. He goes, could somebody watch Martin while I go to the harbor?
I guess roll persuasion. I don't think they really want him. I mean,
what is he just
like? I'm telling you, I feel like you should probably keep him to build a bond. But the more time you spend away, the less he's gonna respect you.
I mean, Martin.
That's easily my worst persuasion roll I've ever gotten. I rolled a 3, so it's a 13.
Yeah, nobody's taking him. Like they're saying, no. We generally don't allow animals in here anyway. We made an exception for you staying here, but nobody's babysitting that thing.
Well, Martin, looks like it's just you and me and my dwarven friend.
Roll animal handling as you speak to Martin.
That is a 17 +1.
He purrs and and actually nuzzles you this time, right where he scratched you before, so it stings a little, but it's a sign of love. It's a sting of love.
Kale's going to give him another little piece of fish. He's got that whole bag of little bits of fish in his, that's going to start smelling pretty soon. I'll have to think that one over. But anyway, he's got that whole bag of little fish bits, so he's going to give him another little fish bit.
All right.
And he's ready. I'm ready to head to the harbor.
All right.
See what we can find.
So Adric knows the way.
After you, my little friend.
Indeed, we shall find your ship.
So you guys head out from the keep and you cross to the south side of the river. You follow a path and as the river gets closer to going into the mouth of the river, reaches the ocean, like it's going down in elevation and you're going up and it becomes kind of cliff-like, both on the riverside and the ocean side. And Adric leads you to a little path that kind of winds back and forth and slaloms down the side of the cliff that gets you down to the beach area. Down at the beach area is where they moor all the ships. You see all sorts of just nasty taverns, and you see the harbor master's office, which is across a little bridge on its own little island not far off the side.
All right. I guess on the way down there, I suppose since we're heading towards the harbor, we would have passed little vendors and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really like to find like a vendor that has like fish jerky because he's realizing his fresh fish isn't going to stay fresh for very long.
Frankly, you're at the perfect spot down there at the harbor because you can probably get some off of just like the next random person you go by. Everybody has this. They're all sailors. So why don't you just go ahead and roll a quick persuasion on the next person that walks by?
Alrighty. That's going to be a 19 plus 10, 29.
Yeah, the dude's like, here you go, sir. Pleasure doing business. This is very nice.
Martin appreciates it.
He doesn't even charge you. He's so impressed with your cat.
He's a very good cat.
I figured it'd be the hat with the peacock feather that he'd be impressed with.
No, it's definitely the cat.
Yeah, the mutant cat is kind of impressive.
Does this cat understand us? Does it speak common?
I guess you don't.
It actually, it doesn't speak, but it does understand common. He's considered a magical creature. He has plus one to wisdom. He can detect invisibility and advantage on perception with smell. He cost me a lot of money.
Dustin spent, Kayveld spent a ton of money on this pet. So
that's a fancy little pet you got there, Kayveld. He's pretty cool.
His name is Martin, and he kind of considers himself an equal. We're going to have to.
Martin kind of mews and nods his head.
I mean, I like Martin. Vicky likes Martin. He's like, ooh, he's pretty cool.
Yeah. Roll animal handling real quick.
He's fascinated with him. Hey, I'm not trying to handle his animal.
Kim's going to hold it, offer you to pet him or whatnot.
12.
Shouldn't that be 13?
My animal handling is plus one.
It should be plus two, because it's wisdom based.
Oh.
So yes, it's a 13, and he just kind of looks at you, and it's a fairly neutral look. Like,
well, I respect him. I've seen the scratch on Kayveld's face, and I don't want one on my own, so I'm just acknowledging him.
All right.
Me and Martha have come to an understanding. He doesn't live in the bag. He lives up here on the shoulder.
You know, like when you're looking at other people's kids, you don't want to make them uncomfortable, so you don't go to say hi, but you also smile at them. That's kind of what I'm doing with Martin. I'm just smiling. Okay.
If you rolled high enough, I was going to have something fun happen, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'll keep trying, because I really like this little pet. He's pretty cool to me. He's something I've never seen before, so...
No, not a lot of people have. He's a very rare creature.
Very expensive creature, yes. You can also sense poison. Oh.
So as you guys are out here moving along, too, something curious happens. So a light snow had started, and it wasn't really anything to pay attention to, but as you're getting closer and as more time is going by, the clouds above you, it was already kind of a puffy white and gray skies dropping the snow. And now it's getting a little bit darker. And everybody go ahead and roll a quick perception check.
Okie dokie.
Can't go below our passive, right?
Right.
My passive.
That's a critical 14. Fail on perception.
15, you didn't change it.
Oh, does that change with your stuff?
Adric?
14.
Adric and Vicky, you guys happen to notice that the snow on the ground is, although like where you're walking is generally dirty, but where it's been kind of untouched in those few rare places that people don't generally walk, it's starting to turn a little gray.
Idrik, does this snow look quite right to you?
Looks like snow to me.
Idrik's gonna hold out his hands and see if he can catch one of the flakes in it.
Can I lean down and smell or just kind of look at it a little closer, see if I notice anything? Investigate it?
Okay. Go ahead and investigate it. You can definitely catch one in your hand. The flakes are very small and fine too. Very like.
It's a 12.
Okay. Are you doing the same thing, Adric?
Yes. So 13 plus nothing. So 13.
Okay. You're not really seeing anything different about it. Like, it doesn't really have much of a smell to it currently, though it kind of tickles your nose.
Can I taste it?
Yes.
I'm going to do that thing people do, like, you know, the criminals when they get the bag of drugs and they kind of taste it and then spit it out again.
Yeah, it tastes like ash.
Like ash?
That's what I suspect. Ash.
Ash. Oh, this is really familiar taste.
Both.
<It's> kind of...
Oh man,
I was really surprised you would say it tastes like ass, but I guess you didn't.
Explains a lot.
We've had to do a lot of stuff on this trip to get where we were at, so that we don't want to talk about.
Oh, Vicky knows how rough to please times the ladies. What can I tell you? What? Okay, so I'm like, it's kind of ashy. Like, it's really nasty, guys. It's kind of ashy.
Kayvild, having critically failed on his perception check, looks around at it, catches some of his hand, goes, I think it's just the rain.
It's wipes it off snowing. His pants. They're dancing around in the snow.
All right. Well, that's that.
We've now tasted the ass snow. Let's move on.
That's worse than the yellow snow. I'm just saying.
It's really odd.
Yeah, the other parts touch that.
Okay, so what are you guys doing?
I mean, I've got a necklace.
Go make haste to the harbor master.
I was like, I've got a necklace, so since we didn't really figure out why it's ashy, I'm just going to keep going along with these guys, looking at my necklace, sporadically looking down and smiling. It's about time I get something shiny.
And Kayvild is convinced it's just rain, so he's just going to keep on heading down to the harbor like nothing's going on.
I imagine you catch a few in your tongue, and you're like, ugh, this rain is terrible.
This rain tastes like ass. Yeah.
It's the pollution, big cities.
Global warming.
Global warming. You know how it goes.
So, you guys make it out. Go ahead and head on into the harbor master, and you see what Adric had seen before, which is a single woman behind a counter reading papers that, I mean, if you can imagine present day, it'd be like feet kicked up reading a magazine kind of style, but there's no magazines except for maybe, you know, what did we decide on? Elf Weekly. Yeah, she's reading Elf Weekly behind the desk, looks incredibly bored. She looks up, sees Adric, and just sighs.
Hold on, let me handle this. And he's going to walk up there. He's not going to show the letter or anything yet. He's going to let Martin down onto the counter that she's on. Like, oh, my dear beautiful lady, I have a question for you. Would you be able to assist me in finding some records for some ships that have been around? Yes?
Tell me what you're looking for. I'll look it up for you and tell you what I know. She says in a very just irritated voice. Like,
I imagine her name somebody's... is Marge. Because it seems like every board secretary in a movie is named Marge.
That's canon now. I wrote it down.
yes.
Point for Adric.
Such a beautiful voice you have. Like, of course, yes. I'm looking for any records you might have on the recent departure of Hasbakken's Glory from the harbor.
She looks up again, looks just exasperated, and says, I told your friend just yesterday, they have not left. It's in the papers. They're still here. She gives you a mooring number and tells you you can find it right there. And she turns back over, kicks her feet up, and starts looking through her papers again.
My good madam, I can assure you, with my own two eyes,
she like pinches her fingers together, like shut up. Not in the papers. It's still here.
Kim's gonna lean down and slowly slide her paper down so you can look over top of it. My beautiful, beautiful lady. Perhaps you might know a little more about this than, or perhaps you could send us to somebody that does know a little bit more about the boats that are here, but not visible at the moment. He's gonna like make a little circling motion on the back of her hand with his finger.
Wait, roll persuasion. Or
that is a 19 plus 10, so that's a 29.
Holy shit.
Okay. She turns her hand over and like just kind of grabs your finger and like starts stroking it a little bit and looks very like curiously at you and stares deeply into your eyes and says, "He ain't here."
Who is this that currently ain't here? As you so eloquently put it, my dear.
The harbor master. We had the lockdown, and it's winter, and no ships are coming in or out, and he took the time off. I'm bored out of my mind here. I hate this job.
Oh, I understand. It's a terrible place to be. Bored, yes, so hard. Where might he be right now?
She puts her paper down and actually legitimately thinks for a second. Says, he hasn't been in for, he didn't say where he was going, and he hasn't been in for 3 weeks?
Oh, that's an awfully long time. You'd be in here all by yourself. He's going to throw a wink real quick. Like, well, maybe it might be best if we go check on him. Whereabouts does he normally reside?
Let me take a look in the records. Why don't you follow me?
Yes.
Magic about.
He's going to look back over. Adric gets nervous if I'm out of his sight for too long.
He's got the woman there to keep him company.
Go ahead, Kivil. I'll hold your animal while you go find out what you need to know.
Kivil's going to try to hand off Martin real quick. And while he's doing so, provide a rude gesture to both Adric and Vicky at the moment.
Vicky, at which point, will nod her head and like enthusiastically and make the motion where you make a circle with one hand and point with the other and then in and out.
Adric's just going to kind of roll his eyes a bit. And just, he expects this kind of thing from Caleb now.
She'll be like, come on, Martin, come hang out with me. You don't want to see what's going to happen next.
Caleb wants this info, so he is going to follow her. He was really hoping he could get some people to come with him, but apparently that's not going to happen.
Does Martin come hang out with us?
You do your thing, buddy.
Roll your animal handling.
Kivel is once again going to provide a rude gesture behind his back as he's walking in.
Oh, no, it's a three.
No, Martin hangs on to Kivel.
Okay, I guess it's going to be a threesome.
Oh, sweet Jesus Christ.
So a wildly uncomfortable Kivel is following Marge, the harbor secretary, to the office.
All right. So first of all, go ahead and what am I going to roll for this? So
dexterity.
No, I have something else in mind for that. I've got
so sleight of hand,
nature,
animal handling. If she's kind of hairy.
Roll a strength check.
Oh.
Just strength on athletics?
Yeah.
That is a 15 flat. I don't have any pluses to that.
If you want to, you are able to hold her off.
Caleb wants to.
Now roll a dex check.
He's going to try to talk his way out of this one a little bit, too.
Roll straight up dex check real quick. Dex saving check? Throw, if you will.
Dex check, it's 11 plus 3, so 14.
Okay. Go ahead and start talking.
He'll be like, Now, I appreciate all the attention you're giving me, but I really, this is very important.
It's about this time that your dex check failed, and you feel a very uncomfortable hand placed upon you.
Whoa, my dear. Too fast. Martin is here. He can't see these kinds of things. He's very young.
Roll animal handling.
Animal handling?
He can understand you, so if you refer to him.
That is a 17 plus 1. That's an 18.
He purrs slightly and starts to bat at her hair.
He's very young. Dress him. I appreciate it, but it'll have to be another time. Perhaps when I can send Martin off with somebody to take care of him. He's
roll deception.
Very impressionable. That is a 15 plus 10. That's 25.
All right. She backs down.
It's not you. It's Martha. You know how it goes when you have a kid and or cat.
Vicky, in the meantime, as soon as I left, Vicky pulled out her dragon chess. Is like, Idrik, let's play some dragon chess. We've got a little bit of time. We might as well have some fun.
Hopefully he does not take too much time. We do have a
it's given. Who really knows?
I also have an errand to run myself personally on our way back.
All right. So, Kayvel, finish. Pick up where you left off. She's back in line now. She's like, all right. I guess if you don't have the time, but you're making me a
sad
right
now, but she's going to give her another week. There's always perhaps time later. It's very busy right now, and Martin, he's, you know, very young, impressionable cat, winged cat thing.
All right, for that, you get batted.
It's fair enough. Now, about those records, about the Harbor Master's, perhaps home address, yes?
She turns around and says, you thought I needed records? Yeah, and she just tells you where he lives.
Oh, you're a sly devil, you. Sly devil.
Get her, Martin, get her.
Gable met his match in a woman.
So with the address, Gable's gonna wish her adieu and head on out the door. Maybe throw her one more wink after he's on the other side of...
As you turn away to open the door, you feel a big slap on your ass. It's loud enough, too, that it can be heard from the other room.
Vicky, you're just like, get it, Gavin, get it good.
I guess everyone needs some personal time as well.
Gail's gonna awkwardly grimacing walk out of that back room with from Marge the Harbor Secretary.
Vicky's gonna look at him and be like, well, not everybody can be awesome like I am. Guess you're a 1 minute man. Let's go.
You haven't even moved your dragon chest pieces yet. You just got it set up.
We just got him set up. Oh, well.
Kayla's going to throw one more wink as he's on the other side of her desk there, so she can't quite reach him anymore. Be like, oh, I appreciate it. We will be in touch, yes.
She nods emphatically.
All right, then he's carried on. He goes, so, how far away
this
is this Harbor
Master's
house?
Right?
What's that?
This charisma's a curse, right?
It's kind of a blessing and a curse.
Should we call it curse charisma?
It allowed me to accidentally seduce a Harbor Master's secretary, but it also allowed me to deceive her into thinking that Martin was the reason that nothing was going to happen right then. So,
so yeah, he just has an address like in the main like just residential area of the town south of the river.
I just want to thank you for getting out of that cave, because I don't want to hear you and Cody like role play that.
I also did not want to hear me role play that. It would have been much protesting.
I'm just really glad. I'm just saying. I mean, it could have been hot, but then Spencer's watching, like Martin's watching them, so it's okay.
Gets awkward real quick.
You're going, what is Cody going to do with this? Because he's letting it happen. I know you guys are close, but
all right. So yeah, the Harbor Master just lives in the residential area downtown, and you have direction. You have an address now.
All right, so Kip was gonna. We got he wrote it down on a slip of paper because his memory's not so great. You gotta hold up some paper and be like, "Hey, there, Vicky. I think we maybe should check this out. Yes.
Yep.
Indeed. Is there any way we might, is this happen to be on the way to the armor, the blacksmithy that you visited earlier?
The blacksmith is further away, but if you want them to take a detour, I mean, that's probably in your best interest, at least. I'm sure they'll listen to you. You've been their friend for a while now.
I gave you candles.
Vicky's always there for Adric. She's like, oh, you need to go to the blacksmith, Adric. Come on, I know where he is.
Yes, I visited him before, but I would like it if we could just stop there a moment. I do have something that would help us in our future endeavors.
Do you need some weapon work or armor or something?
Roll perception, I do that. Real quick. Me? Yeah, you. While you're talking to him, just roll perception real quick. I think that's probably enough.
14?
Yeah, you notice he doesn't have his warhammer on him.
Oh, Adric, where's your weapon?
Getting an upgrade.
Ooh. Let's go, let's go. And she jumps up and down, like, let's go see. She's really excited. I hope it's shiny.
We can't have our littlest dwarf without a weapon. Yes, yes, no. By the blacksmith we must go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Thank you, my friends.
You guys head the way, and I mean, like I said, you're in the city now. There's not a whole lot to like encounter unless you want to stop somewhere on the way. So you make it to the blacksmith, no problem. And Adric, you never answered earlier before we were recording. What was the animal that you were going to say? Besides, you said not bear.
Gerbil.
That never helps. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to go with wolf. I'm going to choose that as my original choice.
Okay. So as you go back in, you see the guy that you spoke to before, the dwarf with the kind of heads this smithy, and he notices you as you walk in. He's not talking to anybody this time, and he says, "Ah, Adric, it was right."
Yes, indeed.
We have your weapon ready for you, and he pulls you back to the back room and opens up this room in the back where there's just all the expensive stuff is stored back here. You didn't see it. You saw it kind of through a crack when you were shopping, but you never actually look in the room. You see like mithril, like chainmail, and just all sorts of just super nice stuff. And a hammer that you don't recognize, but he's walking right up to, a warhammer, is kind of on a pedestal in the middle of the room, laying there. It has the head of the hammer is a wolf's head with a kind of shaped around it, and it's got extra long fangs on the up and down, so it actually has a bit of spike to the bottom and the top of it as well, where the teeth kind of overlap the snout where the canines are. And as the fur comes back, it's pointy and rigid, so if you like swung backwards, it would just like rend as well. And as you pick it up, it is just perfectly balanced. And it fits like it was meant to be you. This guy is truly a master crafter. And you can take your Warhammer. It's going to deal +2. And because it's so weighted so well, it's also a +2 to hit. It's not magical per se. Like, it doesn't have the effects of a magic weapon. It's just crafted so well, it's +2 damage and +2 to hit.
Okay.
Adric, my friend, that is a magnificent weapon you got. It's beautiful. Do you mind if I just look at it? I'll hand it right back, I promise. Vicky,
of course.
So you may not know this about Vicky. Vicky is, she has smith tools. She actually can do this. She did the work on her own weapon. So I would just like to admire it.
And even you, Vicky, can tell that this guy is a master. Like, you can work a smith, but this guy is...
Just blow a kiss at Dustin?
Well, yeah.
He does that far more often than I feel comfortable with.
Traumatic memories of Marge.
He's still the harbor woman right now. So Vicky is just turning it over, just like absolutely dazzled. It's just beautiful. And I'm going to go over and tell the smith that this is just amazing work. I am absolutely humbled. And she just like, you know, gets in dwarf worship mode. And then I'm going to hand back the weapon and ask if he's going to name it.
Name it Martin.
Yes. That would get confusing real fast.
It's gonna be.
You need a noble name for this weapon.
Like George.
Gregory.
Of the Southland.
Of the Southland.
It's gonna be named Wolfsbane.
I see. Okay. So Wolfsbane then has a couple of additional properties besides being so well balanced and doing more damage. If you backswing with it, as I mentioned, that rend actually can add a bleed effect. Like it can tear off you, if you catch like skin with it, it'll actually like tear into them a bit, like bite into them. The protruding fangs at the front they don't go so far that you can like stab with it and be very effective, but they do give a ridge that if you need to, you can actually use it like a sword breaker and catch a weapon and try to like yank it away. It can work almost like a hook, if you will.
Okay, wow, that's cool.
So those are two additional properties for your weapon.
Edric, my friend, I can't wait to see you tear somebody up with this thing. It's going to be glorious. Blood and guts and skin will be flying everywhere. Battle.
Since we're in a master blacksmith's shop, Kibble wants to start looking around real quick and you got anything perhaps for sale in the throwing category, like maybe a hand axe or a boarding axe? You got some nice things in here, sir.
Just as a DM, I just have to add, you have a magic knife that returns to you when you throw it already. What?
What else do you want?
What else
That's
do
true.
You want?
A shiny one?
This is pretty shiny. It's jeweled and stuff. It's nice.
Speaking of that,
he's got the one. Yeah, he's got the one dagger, but perhaps something for his other hand. He just wants to look around the shop. If he's got anything good in the shop that might work for that.
All right, you start to browse.
Because daggers do piercing damage. He's looking for something that can slash or bludgeon. You know, he needs to keep his options open.
You look around. He doesn't have like any super magnificent things, but if you wanted to pick up any, they have like, you know, the little throwing hammers and little like tomahawk like throwing axes and stuff. Just as you would get them out of the book, just the regular equipment if you wanted to.
But they at least have some cool engravings along the side.
You can custom order that. You'll be here for a while probably.
Give us a custom order a pair of hand axes.
Okay.
He's going to describe the one-eyed god and have he wants that put onto the side of the axe blade.
Ooh, nice touch. You're getting rewarded for that. But you'll be rewarded in the future for that.
Being so impressed, can Vicky show him the weapon that she has and how it does it and just ask if he, you know, be like, hey, I got 100 gold to spend. What can you do with this? Because I'm so impressed with his work. I just want something on my
okay.
on my axes. I want him to use his expertise and be like, ooh, I know what this could do.
Okay. Yeah, he'll take a look at him and says, I'll probably need these. Your friend here brought me in a warhammer that was well-made, dwarven-made, but pretty run-of-the-mill. This is something a bit more exquisite, and it's going to take me a bit more time to come up with something. I will need to hang on to them.
Okay, do you have a loaner weapon just so I have something in case Kaved gets us in trouble?
Again.
Kaved's going to reach off to his side. He'll hand you his cutlass.
I'm going to hold it up like a little toothpick and be like, really? I appreciate it, Kaved, but you might need this. Do you have a loaner weapon I can borrow?
So he goes to the back here and just pulls off the wall. Like he's not just going to loan any of the really nice things in the backpack. So he just goes to the wall and pulls off a pretty well-made, nice, sharpened great axe and says, don't be putting any dents in it or I'm going to be charging you for it.
Okay. She agrees.
A weapon? What do you think we're going to use it for?
Opening cans?
Well, I mean, it depends. You know, you just be careful what you swing it at. Don't. Oh, I'm telling Adric. Like, he's like,
what I know.
Don't dent it. Like, he knows how dwarves get. He's a dwarf. You've seen Gimli's axe. It's all notched up. That's for after you buy it.
I understand.
Yes, that's it. Kaved's just going to custom order his hand axes.
All right.
All right. Kaved's going to request that the axes have some form of silver in them because. things don't always just die. He remembers those things that were trying to bite his neck, and they weren't dying with regular weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess that might bump the cost up a little bit, but he's up for it. Does.
Yes, I actually have this. It's actually in the book, even. If you want to silver a weapon, there's a cost for it. So I'll calculate all that for you.
Mine are already
sold. Yeah, okay. It's pretty pricey, but it's usually worth it.
And roll a quick charisma, Kveld.
Straight charisma?
Yeah, just straight charisma.
8 plus 4, 12.
He looks at you and says, of course, payment up front. It's store policy. Adric went through this too.
You go like, oh, it's... I think half down is standard, yes?
Go ahead, Vicky. Oh, okay. I saw you about to roll.
I mean, honestly, Vicky's like, I'll pay you right now. I don't mind. Vicky
just go ahead and roll your charisma.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's a 7 minus 1. But honestly, I was willing to pay him anyway. So yeah. He wants payment.
For you, it's payment up front, Vicky. And he looks back at Kveld and says, half down is probably fine.
So what's half down for silvered... The axe, hand axes are 5 gold apiece, but I don't know how much silvering is.
About 100.
Around 100?
Yeah. Yeah, you can silver a single weapon or 10 pieces of ammunition for 100 gold, so it would be 200.
All right, so Gilligan, give him... What are the benefits to silvering something, by the way?
Any enemy like you fought before that resists or is immune to weapons that are non-magical, you bypass that resistance and immunity. And in some cases, I think it can deal additional damage, I believe, but I'm not...
All right, so Kveld's going to go ahead and pay him 100 gold right now, then. Well, 105.
Yep, and you'll be due 105 later.
All righty. I got them coin. It'll be okie dokie.
Heroes in Question, shopping expedition number 2.
No, bro, Kveld does a lot of shopping, all right?
And that's the end of the episode.
All right. Okay, yeah, I'm good to go, let's... Onto the man's house, yes?
Yeah, so you guys double back and head towards the residential area, and you head down to the street that you were told and down to the number that you found, and you found a modest, like, two-story house kind of before you, just nestled in a neighborhood.
All right, Kveld, hold fast real quick. Kveld wants to go stealth and try to sneak up around the sides, look in the windows.
Okay. What is your stealth?
14 plus 3, so 17.
Okay. You kind of go up and take a peek in the window, and even though it's daytime still, you don't see any lights on in there. I mean, no lit anything, I should say.
So, skills. I want to go all the way around the whole building, see if there's anything that looks disturbed or like there's been a recent break-in, anything like that.
All right, investigate. And while he's doing that, I'll get the number real quick.
It looks like everything's okie-dokie. That was a 3, so...
I was going to say, it's going to take him a second to investigate it before he tells you that. So what are you guys doing in the meantime?
I'm just kind of keeping a lookout, just actively looking around, seeing if anybody's looking out windows or kind of watching what we're doing on the road, you know.
That's pretty busy. People are walking by all over. So. I guess
more particularly if someone kind of stops and looks at us like, what are you guys doing?
Or, okay.
You know, if they're interested, not just general movement.
Let's see your perception. Pretty sure you're good at that.
That's a 2, but my passive perception is 15.
Right.
Getting the bad rolls out of the way now.
And Adric, what are you doing?
Adric's trying to decide if he wants to go and just knock on the door. Because Kveld did just say everything was all right, but...
This is before he said everything was all right. He's going to take him a second to investigate, and then he's going to come back and say that, apparently.
Okay, right. I believe we should just go and knock on the man's door. We don't need to do this sneaking around business. It's not very polite.
Actually, that kind of makes sense, because like, you know, if we go knock on the door, then if Kveld's sneaking around, no one will see him. We'll draw them to the door.
Okay. So while you're looking out for people, Adric then goes and knocks on the door, and there's no answer. And then Kveld comes around the corner saying he didn't find anything.
Everything seems to be just fine. Have you guys tried knocking on the door?
Just did it.
So was there a back door in this house?
Yes, there was.
that's perhaps maybe less visible for to walking by people?
Yeah, it's kind of on an alley. It's less foot traffic.
Go look at it. Something's still not quite right. I say we go in. I think maybe. Oh no, Adric, he could have had a stroke. He might need healing.
Oh, cool, my friend, what's a stroke?
Harbor Master. It's when they get possessed by the demons. The cable's convinced half of all maladies and our technology is demon related.
Reasonable.
It's a reasonable assumption.
It's really not.
He has no medical experience whatsoever. So he's gonna like quickly. We should go to the back door. Go inside. Maybe see if something is wrong. Yes.
I do agree. Something does seem to be amiss. We should investigate.
So yeah, Cable's gonna rush around to the back door there, and he's gonna try to. Well, first, he's gonna try to twist the doorknob, see if it opens.
It does not.
All right. So if it's locked, I'm gonna try to open that sucker up.
Get your stinky thieves' tools out.
I do have brand new stinky thieves' tools. They have a mild malodor to them.
Yeah, as he opens them up, if you guys are following up, you guys get a whiff of something nasty in his bag.
Adric, I think Kevin needs to take a shower. Something stinky in his bag.
Look, wait, go. Martin didn't feel super great when I put him in the bag the first time.
Well, maybe you should wash that gross.
We might need to buy you a new bag.
It's fair. So I'm going to go ahead and try to see about unlocking that door.
Okay. Roll dexterity with proficiency.
All right. So that's my +3 for dexterity and then my plus my proficiency modifier too. Yes?
Correct.
Okay. So 16 plus 3 for my proficiency and plus 3 for my dexterity. So 22.
Jeez. Okay. Yes. The door opens and... You silently push it forward and peek in. And like I said, there's nothing there. Like nobody's home that you can tell right now.
Any sort story. Of smells or anything like that?
A little musty, like it hasn't been aired out in a while.
All right, so I'm going to look up at Martin real quick. Be like, Martin, keep your nose open in case anything smells off, yes?
Other than your thieves' tools?
Yeah.
So roll.
Yep, Martin's up there gagging on my shoulder when I opened him too.
Roll animal handling, since you're talking to Martin.
That's a nat 20.
Nice.
That's 21 total. But
roll Martin's perception.
He has advantage of perception anything involving smell.
Yes, and that's what you asked him to do. So.
Excellent. It's a good thing it was advantage because the first one was a 2, and the second one was an 18.
Oh, there you go.
So 18 plus, he gets +1 because his wisdom's +1. So
Martin perks up on your shoulder just after you tell him that, and he darts off your shoulder, flying in further into the house.
I would chase after him. I spent a lot of money on that cat.
All right. What are you two doing while you see Kveld rush forward into this house?
I'm going to try and investigate the bed chamber. Try and find out if there's any sign that anyone's been sleeping here recently.
So you guys head on in also then, right?
Yeah. Sure. Vicky's always following these two. She doesn't quite know why, but she's always following these two. So let's go.
We don't know why either. He kind of started following us.
As you dart after Martin, you see him turn a corner, and as you turn the corner, you see him flying up the stairs. As you get to that point, Adric, you look around. It's apparent that there's probably not a bedroom on this floor. A bedroom would be upstairs.
Okay, I'll follow Martin upstairs then.
Sounds like the three of you are sticking together then.
Yeah. Okay. Kveld is eyes forward on that cat that he spent a lot of money on.
All right. He's
slowly becoming friends with.
Go ahead and, I guess you don't need to. Martin's already made one. So you guys follow him up and you turn around the corner. The air is getting worse up here. And as you turn the corner again, you find the bedroom that you're looking for, Adric, the master bedroom, and you see man face down on the floor, dry blood pooled under him, and a knife in his back.
Friends, come here, quick.
Well, they were there. You guys all showed up at the same time.
We're here with you.
We're right here, Adric.
Friends, look, quickly. Dead person.
Look over there. Mine, don't touch that. Don't touch that. You don't know where you've been.